come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Cassie Forrington. Cassie Forrington is the owner of Bougie Bakery, and you might remember that she's the one who brings us beer kiss treats and fancy schmancy goodness. Mm-hmm. Things like two brew caramel brownies, chili ale chocolate brownies, IPA peanut brittle, which is so good in the ice cream, all kinds of delicious things that are made with beer. And the exciting news for Cassie right now is that you've been accepted into Whole Foods.
Yes.
Which products?
It'll be my Beer Kiss caramel sauces, which just launched in December, actually. So they're pretty new to everyone, but they'll be very new to Whole Foods.
What is the process for getting accepted to Whole Foods? Did you have to approach them? How did that start?
There are several ways it can go. They can approach you. You can approach them store by store, or you can approach them region by region. I was invited to what's called the Whole Foods Next Entrepreneur Summit. I went to that in August. There were actually 500 applicants and only 30 people invited. And of those 30, three of them were from Humboldt County, which was really, really exciting. And you go and you learn about their processes. And so that kind of helped me decide which way I wanted to approach them when the time came. So I decided to approach the whole region, and I submitted to the Southern Pacific region, actually, which is Southern California, Southern Nevada, all of Arizona, and Hawaii.
And so what's the next step?
Fortunately, I submitted through my distributor, which is Tony's Fine Foods. And so my contact there is handling everything for me, all the contracts, all the correspondence with Whole Foods. There are a lot of contracts to sign. I have to get a very intense and expensive audit, third-party audit. They come in and make sure that I'm running my business with integrity, essentially, leaving a good paper trail and everything, beefing up my insurance, getting more staff, getting some funding to make all this happen. It's a very, very expensive and pretty stressful ordeal, but it's so incredibly exciting, you know.
It is. I think it's, you know, just like a feather in the cap for Humboldt County to have you going out there and being part of Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Now, what is their expectation of how much product you would supply them?
Word on the street, I don't have an official first purchase order from them, but my distributor anticipates it being 150 cases total for the first order. And then after that, it's just going to depend on how quickly it sells. And I need to provide demo support. So either conduct demos myself or hire somebody to do that. So there's a lot that goes on after that first order. The first year is going to be very, very intense.
Uh-huh. And so that's quite a bit of product.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I can produce at maximum capacity with what I have right now, about 25 cases a day. And they want 150, so I need to get some more equipment, get some more hands in there, get, you know, large supplies of all my materials.
So they want you to supply somebody or be the person who goes out there and demos it, mm-hmm. you know, so that people can taste it for the first time and make sure, you know, that they get to try it so that they would buy it.
Right.
And is there something with product placement that they're looking for? Are they going to put your product somewhere that's like really visible since you're so new?
I actually got really lucky in that I'm part of what's called the planogram for the store, which means I have a set space that is part of the store plan. And so when my product runs out, they're not just going to fill the shelf with something else if they don't reorder in time, you know. I'm not exactly sure where it will be placed in each store. There are 50 stores in that region, and I'm also not sure exactly how many stores are taking my product on. They could put it over by the beer because it has beer as, you know, one of the main ingredients,
sure.
or put it near the ice cream, or but I'm sure every store layout is different, so.
Or put it by the spoons.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're like in that gearing up stage, and so now you're having to raise some money to be able to make this big transition. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you've decided to look at is doing a Kickstarter campaign, and this is something I've heard from other food producers here locally. It's a crowdsourcing, crowdfunding sort of way to raise money, mm-hmm. is to let other people be part of making you a success, really.
Right. So basically, I actually ran a Kickstarter back in 2011 when I first had the idea for my business, and I was very excited to raised about $3,000, which was going to, you know, get my whole business off the ground.
learn yeah. differently later, but oh well.
But it was really exciting, and it was a really intense emotional journey doing that. So I kind of had some skills in my pocket already, but this time I'm trying to raise $25,000. Yeah, it's really interesting. What people do is they become backers. So you pledge a certain amount to the project, and in return, you get to choose a reward. So there are different tiers for different amounts that you pledge. If I don't raise the full amount, then nobody gets the rewards. I don't get any funding. The whole thing just falls
apart. Sadness all around.
Everyone cries.
We'll make sure that that doesn't happen.
Okay.
So the rewards, I have to say, you're very generous with your rewards. Because it is nice to see that people of any economic background could really be a supporter for you. Because you right. have some like really low levels that people could support at. Mm-hmm. What's like your lowest level?
My lowest level is $5. And you get a public shout out on my website. And then at $10, you start to get some goodies. You get a handwritten note and a cookie in the mail. You know, big old chocolate chip, sea salted, dark chocolate goodness. So, yeah, and then it goes up all the way through $5,000. So there's a little bit of everything. And I just actually introduced a new reward where you can pick a beer and I will make you a custom case of caramel sauce with your chosen beer and custom labels.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So lots of levels at which people can support you. Mm-hmm. Now, how is it to kind of watch the numbers for that as the time goes on? Are you crazed watching that stuff?
I am. The first day is always the worst. Actually, the first couple hours, because, you know, you launch and then you're like, okay, somebody pledged, somebody else pledged. When is it going to take off? And I actually raised $2,000 in the first 24 hours. So that was very encouraging. And it's just, it's an emotional roller coaster. You know, you put yourself out there. It's very, very vulnerable to say, here, I want to do this. And I'm asking for help from all these people, people I don't know. You know, my own personal network is only so big. So,
yeah, I see how that is, that you're vulnerable putting yourself out there because you're saying, you know, I'm worth your investment. Mm-hmm. And then it's like people are deciding, you know, are you worth your investment? Watching those numbers and going, wow, this is really scary and mm-hmm. really kind of hard to follow.
Yes, yeah. It is. But it's really exciting and it's extraordinarily humbling. I've already had, I don't know what my count is right now, but I'm at around 150 backers. Uh-huh. So 150 people who are putting their money where their mouth is. And I've raised close to $9,000 at this point. So I'm well on my way, but it's still, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, with people investing, I like the idea of, you know, when you're like multi-millionaire and we all go, we knew Cassie. In fact, I was one of the investors in her first business venture with Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to say that.
It's really, so, I had a friend on Facebook, she reposted the link and she said, if you don't do it for Cassie, then at least do it for me. Help me know someone famous. I don't know about fame, but.
Well, I think so. And I love the idea of your product too, because you incorporate not only, you know, this product that you make, but you're incorporating local beers. Mm-hmm. And so not only are you getting the word out about your product, but you're getting the word out about some of these microbreweries here in Humboldt County. So what are the breweries that you're working with for these three caramel sauces?
I work with, well, there's one that's outside of the county. It's Bison Brewing in Berkeley. And I'm working with them because they make an incredible honey basil ale. I think it makes a wonderful caramel sauce. And then locally, I work with most of the local breweries for all of my products, but the caramel sauces include Mad River. I use their Scotch Porter in a caramel sauce. And then I use the Raspberry Lambic from Six Rivers Brewery.
Okay. Do you have any ideas for other products that you, are you just so overwhelmed with this project?
I have a line of Beer Kiss Caramel Corn that I launched over the holidays at some of the fairs. It has not hit the stores yet. And that was supposed to hit the stores in February. And I just haven't been able to really wrap my head around launching a new product line. So, yep, that's in the works. And I'd love to expand the caramel sauce line, maybe go into some ganaches and other dessert toppings. So,
sounds delicious. Well, if you're interested in supporting Cassie and her bougie bakery, what would be the place where they would get a hold of you for your Kickstart campaign?
If you go to my website, which is bougiebakingco.com, bougie is spelled B as in boy, O-U-J-I-E. bakingco.com. There's a little button right at the top of the page. And yeah, I'm just really excited. So many people have come out of the woodwork. The community has been an incredible support network. And I really would love to see that continue to flourish. It's a great community to own a business in.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Cassie Forrington from Bougie Bakery. We've been talking about her recent entry into Whole Foods stores with her caramel sauces and her Kickstarter campaign. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you.
And the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.